You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Joining us now on the, the FanGuest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. I should have that memorized. He is Dustin Godsey, Chief Marketing Officer for the Bucks and Pfizer Form. Follow him on Twitter at DGods. I do warn you, though, he talks a lot about Iowa Hawkeyes. What's going on, Dustin? How are you?
Sparky, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. Do you ever sit back and think to yourself, man, I'm glad I don't live in Dallas and have to work for one of those teams?
You know, I love where I'm at and love what we're doing here. That's what I'll say about that.
I mean, I couldn't even imagine how you spin it. Like, first Luka and now Micah Parsons demanding a trade from the Cowboys. I couldn't even imagine. All right, Mr. Godsey, let's talk about some great news. I think it's the best news of the week by far. It's not even remotely close. The Cream City jerseys finally coming back for the Bucks to wear this year. Let's rewind. Talk about the idea of having the Cream City jerseys with the cream color, and then what it essentially ended up ending you guys being able to wear them.
Yeah, so when we went through the rebrand process back in 2015, we brought in the cream, really wanting to bring in the history of Milwaukee and Cream City and that nickname and really kind of do something that other NBA teams and other teams really in most sports at that point hadn't done and you know, kind of get to that more cream-colored uniform, which was really unique to us at the time. It was incredibly popular. We went through two different cream-colored City Edition uniforms. And then 2020 hit, and they had the digital ads on the court that the cream color of the uniform disrupted those ads. And we were told at the time we could never wear them again. And it was kind of a change in our plans and a disappointment for us because our hope at that time was those cream uniforms were really going to become kind of the anchor to our uniform set every year, where we'd have our white, our green, our black Fear the Deer ones, and then a cream-based uniform to bring it together. And unfortunately, at the time, it was technology wouldn't allow it, and we had to move on and you know, pivot towards more the blue the last few years, which a lot of people loved and a lot of people had other opinions of. But now we're excited, and we have Cream City back. They fixed the glitch, and we're back to what we had planned from the beginning.
So when did that call come or that email come telling you that, hey, good news, you can go back to wearing those jerseys again?
It was actually, we've known this now for about a year and a half, I would say, where we've been able to start planning for this. They actually tested it last year. I think the Pistons may have had a cream or kind of a beige-colored uniform. So they were able to test it, but we've known now for a year and a half, 2 years, that we were going to be able to bring this back. And so it's been fun to be able to kind of keep that secret and work towards it for the last couple of years.
So is the long-term plan to keep this now in the set like you were talking about before, or is this a one-year thing?
This won't be a one-year thing. You can't really go down the road of what all the plans are, but we certainly see this as being a piece of what we want to do and being able to go back to keeping that cream uniform every year. We also unveiled the Cream City Court today, which we see that being part of the rotation for multiple years as well.
I want to get to that as well. Dustin Godsey joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy. Steve Sparky Fiverr with you. Dustin Godsey talking about the return of the Cream City jerseys to the Milwaukee Bucks. Finally, it's been so long. We finally get them back. Now let's talk about the court. It's not technically a parquet floor, right? I mean, how would you describe the floor?
No, it's not a parquet. It goes back. It's got a nice natural finish to it, green around the outside with that, you know, Milwaukee rainbow or the new updated version of the old Irish rainbow along the sideline. But then when you get into the actual court itself, inside the three-point line is actually maps of the city of Milwaukee, so it really starts to bring the city to life a little bit and show that, but gives it, you know, sort of a dense kind of two-tone look within the three-point line area. We've got the exact coordinates of Fiserv Forum on there, again, all with this kind of idea of all roads kind of leading home and being a part of bringing people together in Milwaukee.
See, people don't realize how nerdy this really gets in designing a basketball court. But you all really take it to the next level from a nerd aspect of really thinking this all the way through. I'm thinking just some colors, make it look cool, and let's move on. And everything y'all do like has a point or a purpose to it. Do people like buy into it and are like, oh, yeah, that's very cool type deal? Like, do you get a lot of compliments when you explain why you do different things?
We really do. I think, it works kind of both ways. I think we try to design things and make things that obviously look aesthetically cool and that people can just turn on and say, hey, that looks great. And then for the people who want to, you know, dig a little bit deeper, and again, for us, so much of everything we've done the last 10 years has been about telling the story of Milwaukee, really putting that on the global platform. So if there's opportunities for us to really dig in, whether that's educating people on the nickname Cream City or, you know, getting even a little bit more deeper for people to start to understand and take pride in Milwaukee and where we're from.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it?
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
That's important to us as well.
I grew up in Kenosha, not in Milwaukee. I had no clue that this thing was ever called the Cream City until that press conference when you all unveiled that we're doing this whole Cream City thing. I had no idea. Right there, that was my educational process, was from you all about the whole Cream City thing. And it was cool, and I was all about it. Do you remember, I'm sure you do, before you all unveiled what the uniform colors were going to be, that there was a thing going around that it was going to be like Miami Hurricane colors, the green and the orange, and they were saying it's the hunting colors and so forth? That would have been a cool concept too there, Mr. Godsey.
It would have been, and we played into it a little bit, and I think kind of, at that point in time took people's, kind of rumors and ran with them a little bit, but we definitely, as we went through the rebrand process, we had some concepts that incorporated the orange. In fact, as I've dug back and we've kind of found some things in the archives from even before I was here, there were concepts as far back, as when the purple came in the 90s,
Do you know why the purple came in the 90s? Have you and I talked about that?
We have. We have talked about the Dunleavy of it all.
Wimbledon.
Yeah.
He was a tennis player. He loved tennis, went to Wimbledon, came back, and told the senator he wanted to change the color to Wimbledon colors.
Yeah. So, but we found some kind of mock-ups of some other things from that time when they were looking at it that they were pretty interesting as well.
I would love to see those one day. That would be fun. Dustin Godsey, Chief Marketing Officer for the Bucks and Fiserv Forum, joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's out here at the Wisconsin State Fair, right outside of the Expo Building and right by the Milk House as well. You guys went away from being a part of the Milk House, but you still have a presence out here at the Wisconsin State Fair.
We do. We changed up about 4 years ago and really came up with this concept of working with the State Fair around Milwaukee Bucks Kids Day. So next Tuesday from 10 to 4, we'll be out there all day out at Central Park, have a craft station, and create your design your Bango blue ribbons. Bango and Pointer from the Herd will be out there. We'll have photo opportunities with the NBA Cup, Bucks Entertainment Network all day. It's really become an opportunity for us to really, you know, work with families and have kids come out and just make it a whole day of activity.
You guys still have presence inside the Expo building?
We do. We have presence inside the Expo building as well. So if you want to come down throughout the fair and get your Bucks gear, that's where that'll be.
What about the Cream City jerseys? When do fans get their opportunity to purchase those? Because I'm sure that's what people are going to be asking.
Yes, Cream City jerseys will be on sale in November when we're able to start wearing those. So a little bit of a wait to get those, but if you go to Bucks.com, you can sign up and get an alert as soon as they are ready to buy.
Oh, perfect. Are they going to be available in kid sizes as well?
They will be available in kid sizes, adult sizes, and an incredible line of, you know, kind of not only Nike stuff, but other gear that's going to go along with that and really play into that Cream City theme this year.
Since you're also the Chief Marketing Officer of Fiserv Forum, Dustin, I feel like I can go down another road with you as well. When you guys came in, well, not you guys, but the ownership group came in and decided to, you know, build Fiserv Forum and do all of that, the idea was to try and fill that thing as many days as you can possibly throughout the year. And that is the driver, you know, for the Deer District and making those bars work outside of the Bucks at Marquette and stuff like that. Going on down there, from when you got into where you are now, how many dates are you filling up on a year-to-year basis at this point?
Yeah, you know, we're doing outside of Bucks games, you know, over 80 or 90 additional event days. So, you know, we're driving traffic down there about half the year, and then, you know, we're excited. We'll have the new Live Nation Frank Productions music venue opening up right next door, which is going to be another, you know, probably 80 or 90 event days a year. As you go through that, with the Trade Hotel, the Moxie coming up here in the next couple of years, and, you know, the residential that's been down there, we're really starting to see kind of that vision of kind of a year-round live-work-play sort of mentality coming to life, which has been really exciting to see.
What about the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill? How has that been?
Mecca's been great, and we continue to see people come through there. Obviously, as we, you know, get into the summer, we find other ways to program and develop things. We've got a concert series in Deer District that, you know, continue to help bring people down into the area. And you know, Mecca, you can't beat that 40-foot TV screen when there's a major sports event going on.
And all the TVs around it. Yeah, no question. He is Dustin Godsey, again, joining us here, Wisconsin Sports Daily, Chief Marketing Officer for the Bucks and the Fiserv Forum. Dustin, did I miss anything? Did we cover everything? Do you need to promote anything else on the way out?
No, I think we covered it. I think we're excited, you know, to get the Cream City announcement out there, get the State Fair next week, and then, you know, within the next couple weeks, we'll have a schedule and single-game tickets on sale. So the season's really kind of starting to launch here with the calendar turning to August.
I will tell you a quick story on the way out. So we obviously were out, you know, doing our afternoon shows and all of our shows out here at the State Fair for all those years. And I have a picture of Giannis after the Bucks drafted him, because back then the first round picks would always come and do interviews and sign autographs at the Milk House and all that stuff from back in the day. And I got a picture of Giannis sitting with us, his rookie, after he just got drafted, hadn't even played a game or anything. And to look at him then to what he is now is just absolutely remarkable.
It is amazing, and we're so lucky just as a city and a franchise to be able to have a guy like that who, you know, has been with us all this time, and we've been able to see that change from the sort of the promise and what could be at the beginning to what he's become now has been really incredible for all of us to be around.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.